Atlanta-based Logisticare currently brokers rides in York County for the Main Care Ride program, which provides non-emergency transportation to medical appointments. But as of July 1st, the company will be responsible for 4 of the state's 6 regions, which cover counties from Aroostook to Washington to Androscoggin. Logisticare Senior VP of Operations Robert Harrison.
Well, it's an exciting opportunity, and we look forward to doing there what we've been able to successfully do in Region 8, that's the York County region.
But not everyone in Maine would call Logisticare's experience in the state a success.
We have concerns that Logisticare was chosen to handle such a significant part of the state.
Sarah Gagne-Holmes is Executive Director of Maine Equal Justice Partners. She says a number of complaints were lodged against Logisticare when they first began brokering rides last August. Among those complaints, that it caused some clients to be late to appointments or miss them altogether. Gagne-Holmes says there are lingering issues.
Just knowing that some of the more experienced transportation agencies that had been providing the services prior to Logisticare coming onto the scene, felt that they couldn't work with Logisticare. And so they stopped being one of the providers of rides.
That agency is York County Community Action. Rick McCarthy is a consultant for the Maine Community Action Association.
What I worry about is that Maine has had a very strong community transportation system where one provider takes revenue from a variety of sources, including Medicare transportation, to serve the needs of everybody in their region. And what's happened in York now is that that's broken up. So Logisticare has the Medicare money, and York's doing other things. And I worry that that might get replicated in other regions of the state as Logisticare expands.
Democratic Senator Colleen Lehovich says she was surprised that DHHS awarded so many contracts to a company that has had past performance problems. Lehovich was co-sponsor of a bill that was ultimately vetoed by Governor Paula Page, which sought to replace out-of-state MaineCare ride contractors with local nonprofits.
We're spending millions of dollars on these contracts, millions of taxpayer dollars. And I think the taxpayers need to get their money's worth, and I think MaineCare members deserve a level of service that they haven't seen.
2 of the state's contracts were awarded to local community action programs. Penquis Community Action will serve the Bangor and Augusta regions, and Waldo Community Action will serve Lincoln, Knox, Waldo, and Sagadahoc counties. Waldo Community Action Executive Director Keith Small says his organization provided rides under Connecticut-based Coordinated Transportation Solutions. But under the new contract, it will also broker rides.
One thing that will help us is our provider side and our brokerage side of this operation will have the same software. That a lot of what caused us difficulties this past year is that we had our software with the Coordinated Transportation Solutions software had several hiccups along the way.
The contracts awarded by DHHS can be appealed till May 8th. Requests for comment from Republican lawmakers and DHHS were not returned by airtime. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.